Few arrests in the Rio Grande neighborhood have been for violent high-level offenses, according to jail records. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Only three of more than 1,000 arrests on Rio Grande were for first-degree felonies, according to records obtained by the Salt Lake Tribune. That includes crimes like aggravated robbery, although more than 200 arrests did involve lower-level felonies. On day one of Operation Rio Grande, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox told reporters the arrests targeted the, quote, worst of the worst. But the numbers show most of the arrests have been for drug use, possession, or intent to distribute. Operation Rio Grande is expected to continue through the next 2 years. A Utah policy poll shows 49% of respondents are skeptical that the operation will solve the homeless problem. Whitney Evans, KUER News.